Welcome back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And where podcast leaves no topic unheard. Dude, man, it feels really good to be back.
I don't want to do this.
We hadn't even gotten to the topic, man, and you're already like, oh my god, I don't want to do this, I don't talk about this.
I don't want to do this.
So, yeah, guys, we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a vacation time, so... unfortunately, that kind of led us not to have a backup episode for you guys for last week, but we do intend to make it up, and we're going to catch this one head on, give you guys a little scariness, because we are approaching Halloween, and we are approaching that time of the season where even the littlest of noise can give us some paranoia and whatnot. I know it kind of kills me sometimes, and I'm also kind of suffering from some allergies because it is almost that season for me. So if you hear me snorting, I apologize. I'm sorry. Sniffing. Yeah, there you go. And, you know, so all my allergy sufferers out there, you know what I mean. So if you hear me sniffing, then, yeah, that's what it is. So, man, how you feel?
Good.
Good?
But I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to dive into this.
I wasn't going to try to dive into it automatically. I was just going to kind of like beat around the bush a little bit.
You just want to soak your feet first?
Yeah, I just want to soak my feet into it, so.
Well, good thing. Let's just hope for the running water not to turn black or some shit like that, you know?
I mean, I was just going to dive into it, but no pun intended. But, I mean, since you want to, that's fine.
Let the record be shown that I don't want to talk about this. Also, because I edit in a dark house by myself. And I'm also not looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're sorry. We're trying to make no mistakes tonight. So Panic can just say, all right, cool. I just got to add the intro, outro, and be done with it. And that's it. So without further ado, we are talking about the mysterious case of one Lisa Lamb. So, just to give a little background on this story. So, Lisa Lamb was a college student in Vancouver, Canada. And she was actually going to the University of British Columbia. So, she thought that it was time for her to get a little bit of some vacation. Trying to break away from the pack. She had a lot of studies. And it was kind of a bearing on her because she did suffer from a bipolar disorder. She also suffered from depression, and she constantly wrote on her blog that she was suffering from depression, you know, other types of mental blockage and whatnot. So she decided that it was time for a break, so she traveled to good old sunny California for her vacation time, taking the sun, relaxed at the beaches. And so she decided to stay at one hotel called the Cecil Hotel. Now, one of the things about this hotel is that it has been known for a series of murders, series of suicides, and overall just a bad juju kind of spot. Notably, the serial killer named Richard Ramirez had stayed there while he was active in his killings and whatnot. So this hotel has a really, really dark history. And yeah, so it kind of just adds to the whole mysteriousness that she disappeared and whatnot. And it's like, oh, well, it's a haunted hotel. Yeah, obviously. The hotel is also an inspiration to a popular TV series, American Horror Story, the hotel episode, or hotel season. So it's a pretty popular hotel amongst ghost hunters and people who like to seek out the unknown and whatnot. So it just adds to the whole aroma of scariness. But anyway, so she checked into this hotel, and initially she was with a hostile type of group, and those, I guess, her roommates, I guess they call them in hostels, her roommates complained to the manager that she was acting odd or had some sort of strange behavior going on. So hotel management moved her to her own separate room. So she went out and she was blogging. She did her whole vacation. You know, not just any of us would do, just go out, visit some historical sites, visit some Get some food, you know, just do the whole tourist kind of thing and whatnot. So the interesting thing about this is that she was only there for, I want to say, what, 5 days? Maybe about 5 days, 5-6 days. And disappeared from the face of the earth. Just disappeared. No trace, no nothing. Couldn't find her. Nothing. Gone. And it wasn't until hotel guests had started complaining about water pressure going on in the showers, the sinks, I guess toilets as well. And in some reports, the water turned black or was black at certain points and then would eventually clear up. However, it kind of tasted stagnated to some hotel guests. So hotel workers eventually made their way to the roof to look at the water tanks to see what was going on with the water tanks. Maybe there's a blockage, something going on. What they discovered was the naked body of Lisa Lam. Her clothes were inside the tank with her. No cell phone. Cell phone was never found. And pretty much she was decomposing inside this water tank. Going back to what I said about where people were complaining about the taste. So generally probably were people were probably tasting bile, you know,
all those bodies.
Decomposed bodies, excrements that were coming from the body itself. So if that's a good enough picture for you there, there you go. So the mystery behind this was crazy. Like when I first heard about it, I was like, wow, that is like some movie stuff. Like that's some straight up horror movie stuff. And actually going back to it, in 2005, there was a movie called Dark Water, and it was based around the same premise. However, Dark Water happened in 2005, and Lisa Lam's murder happened in 2013. So there's no way that there was some sort of like copycat thing going on. Well, I guess it could have been a copycat thing.
Somebody watched the movie and acted on it,
yeah. Serial killer. One of the theories. But there's a whole lot of mysteries behind how she got up there, how she opened the tank, what happened leading up to this point. And from here, I'm going to go ahead and just pass it on to Panda. Because I know he is so happy and so excited to read what he has for us. So, here you go.
All right, so before we get into that, let's get into the whole what was reported about her whereabouts or what she did before leading up to the check-in or the stay at the Cecil. That is now called the Stay on Main or something like that.
Mm.
So, she's the daughter of, you know, immigrants from Hong Kong. Her parents actually have a restaurant called, I might butcher the name, but Burnaby, and it's just outside of Vancouver. So she disappeared in 2013 February, which technically is early 2013. So according to what I found, yeah, she was an active student in, you know, at the University of British Columbia, but she wasn't registered for any classes in the beginning of 2013. So maybe she was, like you said, maybe she was planning to take a little hiatus, and by the looks of that, of her not registering for any classes, it kind of seems like, yeah, maybe she did want to take a little break from school. So she traveled alone on Amtrak. This is a train, right?
Yes.
According to this, she visited San Diego, and the way they found that out, because she posted those pictures on social media.
Mm-hmm.
On January 26th, she arrived in L.A., after 2 days, she checked into the Cecil Hotel near downtown Skid Row. She was originally assigned a shared room, like a hostel type of room on the fifth floor. You know, hostel rooms are technically cheaper because, like, a shared space, you basically just pay for your bunk.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stay, that bunk will be yours, like, say, 10, 20 bucks a night. However, the people that she was in there with, the other guests that were in the hostel room with her, they started complaining, like Anthony said, about just little kinks she had or little abnormalities she had.
Mm-hmm.
Odd behaviors, I think is what they called it.
The term.
So after the reports or all that, they moved her into her own room after 2 days. So at the Cecil, she was has already been there 4 days. Two in the hostel, a style room, and then two in the room by herself. And like Anthony said, you know, the hostel or the Cecil Hotel had quite a bountiful of tragedies in the building. The list goes on, so you guys can look it up if you guys find the curiosity to do so. So
there's a lot of stuff going on in the hotel.
Yeah, you got murders, you got killings, you got sex workers being killed, people allegedly jumping from
the
windows and killing themselves. There's various different.
The two main notable ones that really stood out to me were Richard Ramirez and also
Jack Hunter.
Yeah, and I was gonna say a Black Dahlia. Anybody know who the Black Dahlia is out there?
But that was just allegedly. He was only seen there or whatever.
Yeah, well, I like to believe it. She was there.
And you said Richard Ramirez, right? The Night Stalker?
Yes.
And there's been suicides there. You know, killed pedestrians in front of the hotel.
Yep.
So
it's a bad juju.
Yeah, it's had a pretty tragic history. So, you know, Lam was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression. She had been described these medications according to what they found in her, what is it called? Her taxidermy, her
autopsy.
Her autopsy. Will Burton, Letmictal, and Seroquel?
Will Burton,
Letmictal, Seroquel, and.
We're reading prescription drug names, so it's, yeah. Bear with us.
And Effexor?
Effexor.
To treat her disorders.
Yeah.
According to her family, she supposedly kept her history of mental illness a secret. She had no history of suicidal ideas or attempts. Which, if her family didn't know she kept it a secret, then mm-hmm. her suicidal tendencies and or attempts could have also been kept a secret. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yep, totally.
Oh,
yeah.
So, I mean, don't want to point the finger at anybody, but, I mean, it's not hard to hide shit from family.
Yeah, true that.
Although, there was a report that she, you know, previously got missing for a brief period.
In her adolescence or something like that. Like, you know, when she was, I guess, a teen, I want to say, I guess. She was 21 when she passed away.
God, man, she was so young.
Yeah.
So, thanks to the miraculous thing that the internet it is, in mid-2010, when I graduated, basically, she created a vlog, and the name of her blog was Etherfields, on the platform called Blogspot. Over the next 2 years, she posted pictures of models in fashionable clothing and accounts of her life, particularly her struggle with mental illness. In a post from January of 2012... Lam lamented that a relapse at the start of the current school term had forced her to drop several classes, leaving her feeling so utterly directionless and lost.
When was that?
Early 2012?
Okay.
Well, January 2012, so basically the beginning of 2012.
Yeah.
She titled her post, "You're always haunted by the idea you're wasting your life." Damn, why are you coming for me?
that was actually a pretty good quote, technically from an author, I believe, or a novelist.
Yeah, Chuck Palahniuk. Palahniuk, I guess.
Yeah.
So she worried that her transcript would look suspicious with so many withdrawals, and that it would result in her being unable to continue her studies and graduate school. So she lapsed, I guess. She had a moment of weakness. Yeah, a moment of weakness.
Which I'm guessing lasted up until that time where you said that she actually didn't even register for any classes that, I guess, the year of her death.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. So, like, in 2012, she was already hit or miss with school. No idea what she was personally dealing with. And it's always hard for immigrant kids just because your parents come here with like the idea like we gotta make it, we gotta get something to go in. We don't have time to like ponder with like ponder with the silly shit. Mm-hmm. So then you come here being a child from an immigrant parents, and you're just like, well, Johnny says he plays catches with his dad or whatever, and I never see my dad because he's always working trying to pay the bills and stuff like that. So not trying to foreshadow or anything, but perhaps maybe this is what she was going through. Maybe she just, her parents were so caught up with the business,
yeah,
that they didn't have any time for her. And I don't want to be judgmental or anything, but at least well, education for Mexican families is it's hit or miss depending. And education for Asian families, like I've had a lot of Asian friends. My daughter's half Asian. Education is really, really important to them. So, you know, she's dropping classes for mental disorder or however her parents wanted to understand it or whatever. Maybe they're like, oh, you're just wasting your time. You just want to be frivolous. I mean, you never reported anything like that. I'm just webbing out, I guess. Trying to find a rabbit hole to go into. So early in 2012, she was already dropping classes. At that point, maybe she's like, I need to escape. I need to breathe.
I need to do something. Do something different.
Yeah, well, according to that title, it was like, you're always haunted by the idea you were wasting your life. So, I mean, stuff like that could motivate people to take an impromptu vacation to Los Angeles in the Caesar Hotel. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. I don't think I would have went to the Caesar Hotel, but.
Yeah, to each their own. So
you could already tell that she was already dealing with some stuff and she wanted to get away. Now, I mean, there is a background, I guess, to say that, you know, there is a reason why she may have, you know, I guess one theory is decided to kill herself, maybe, due to suicide. Another one is that she was on some hallucinogenic drugs. However, you said the autopsy that in her body, there was no signs of any sort of foreign drugs, nothing out of the ordinary. So there's certain things around here that have been kind of misleading and still mysterious. So what are some of the theories behind her, like, I guess, leading up to her death? Because there is a video out there in her last moments before we presume that she died. Like, what's going on in the video? In this video, guys, it takes place in an elevator, and it's just a 15-minute video, maybe a 10 or 15-minute video or something like that.
It depends, because the video has been, you can tell it's been altered.
Yeah, and see, here's an entire other mystery. The video itself has been altered. So, but what we have now is what, I guess, the police have given to the public.
So, one of the theories, or the most known theory, is the supernatural one. She was playing the elevator game, and she seems to be very, very good with the internet. So, apparently the elevator game did start somewhere in Asia. If I can switch over to my other tab real quick. It originated, or the game started in Korea. Yeah, well, it started in Japan and South Korea. So, you know, she stayed on the internet basically a lot. So, from the video that's on, I found it on YouTube, and the timestamp on it was blurred, so. That already there within itself is kind of fishy. Because if you cover the timestamp and somebody cuts something or slows something down, the timestamp will be the biggest giveaway. Just because it's like, oh, it's at 2 seconds and it jumped to 20 seconds. Yo, what's going on? So the biggest one is the elevator game. Basically, the elevator game is a game you play with an elevator.
Yes.
Back to Anthony. So there's steps for this. So what you'll need for the elevator game, I don't recommend you do it at all.
Yes, please do not do this shit.
I mean, you can do whatever you want.
You could do it and then let us know what happened.
If you make it back.
If you make it back. But
I personally wouldn't do it, just because I'm more of a better safe than sorry kind of guy.
This is like we don't do the Ouija topic. We actually got recommended to do an Ouija board topic, and I will not do an Ouija board topic because...
I mean, I'll do it, but I won't play with it.
You'll do an Ouija board topic?
I'll talk about it, but I won't play with it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll talk about it after the podcast.
So what you'll need for the elevator game is at least one person, but you can do it in a group. A public building with at least 10 floors, and don't you fucking know it, an elevator.
It's the most important key. It's an elevator.
Alright, so bear with us on this, guys, because the instructions are very freaking confusing.
Yes.
Okay, so you start the game at the first floor, right? You call the elevator, you go to the fourth floor. You don't proceed if someone enters the elevator or one of the players leaves the elevator. If someone does that, you have to start again from the first floor. So if nobody leaves, everybody stays on, your posse's still with you on the fourth floor, alright, cool, you can go on to step two. You press the second floor. Do not proceed if someone enters the elevator or somebody leaves. If someone does that, you start from the beginning. So that's basically going to be the whole gist of it. Something.
That's just the basic rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if nobody leaves, in or out, from the second floor, you press the sixth floor. And you don't proceed if anybody goes in and out. Somebody does that, you start over. From the sixth floor, you go back to the second floor. Same rule. If somebody comes in and out, you start from the beginning. That doesn't happen, you go to the 10th floor. On the 10th floor, same rule. If anybody comes in or out, you start over from the beginning. And you hit the 5th floor. Same rule. Do not proceed if anybody comes in or out. If that happens, you start from the beginning. And once you hit the 5th floor, that's when technically the abnormalities should start happening. So, if a woman enters the elevator at the 5th floor, don't look at her. Don't speak to her. Just don't. That woman is allegedly not human, and if you do speak to her, she could possibly decide to keep you as her own. And then you press the first floor. Do not proceed if anybody comes in or out the elevator. If somebody does go out, you start from the beginning. At that point, once you're at the first floor, the elevator will either ascend or descend. If the elevator reaches the first floor, leave and do not look back. If the elevator reaches the 10th floor, leave and do not respond to the woman. If she asks where you're going or what's wrong, her voice will be high when she asks that. So basically like a scream. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the abnormalities that could happen. You'll run into a demon woman.
Maybe. We don't know.
Another way or another thing you can do on this elevator game is you'll be in another dimension, another world.
Parallel universe. Yeah.
So if you're alone, you're in the world. If electronics will not work, you're in the other world.
Mm-hmm. Because we all know in parallel universes, your devices do not work in other parallel universes, because that would just unbalance the equation of parallel universes. Food for thought.
So the other world is identical to our world, but the two differences you will see are all the lights will be off, and the only thing you'll be able to see from the window is a red cross in the distance.
A red cross in the distance. So yeah, maybe perhaps it has something to do with the demons and angels and stuff like that. So yeah, that was one of the things from the video, because she does act very
abnormal.
One of the things that got me, I just watched on the video, is that I never really paid attention to what her hands were doing, but her hands were moving in a certain unorthodox kind of way, as in it was almost like not human like functions.
So if before we go into that, if you guys do this, let me tell you how to get back.
Oh yeah, tell them how to get back. for so, you brave people out there who are going to do it and come back, because we want to know what happened.
So we're going to come back to our world. You must go to the same elevator and press the same buttons, only if you leave the 10th floor. So basically, the numbers you're going to be pressing are 4, 2, 6, 2, 10, 5, and then back down to 1. When you reach the 5th floor, press the button for the first floor. The elevator will again begin to ascend to the 10th floor. Press any other floor between the going back up to the 10th floor. You must press the button you use to cancel the extension before you reach the 10th floor. So after you reach the first floor, check your surroundings carefully. If anything seems off, even the smallest detail, do not exit the elevator. If you detect something is wrong, repeat step 2 until your surroundings look as they should. Once you are confident you have returned to your own world, you may safely exit the elevator. So, yeah, if you kiddos decide to do this, do tell.
Do tell, let us know, and Godspeed be with you.
And the video is on YouTube if you guys are curious to go watch it. All it really takes is just on the search part, just put Lisa Lam. Her actual name isn't Lisa, L-I-S-A, it's Eliza Lam, so E-L-I-S-A, Lam. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's the video I found, which is the only video, honestly. It's a three, basically 4 minute video.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of pixelated, kind of not high quality, but it's tech from 2013, so, you know.
You gotta love that 2003 tech.
Oh, it's 2003? I thought it was 2013.
2013 tech.
Okay.
Did I say 2003?
I think she said 2003.
2013 tech. Sorry.
And then again, CCTV recordings have never been known for their good quality. So, she walks into the elevator. She presses from what it looks like to be every floor from the top button to the very bottom button, which is probably 1 or lobby. And then she does what any other regular person would do, go to the back of the elevator. The door never closes.
Right.
And she's in there for not a hot minute, but she's in there a while. Any regular elevator would have started closing the doors.
Yeah, that was another one we saw that was different.
So any other elevator I've been on, even I've been on some really, really old elevators. Because of our job. Even those elevators, they start closing at least after 5 seconds. So she stays in the elevator near the back. Doors don't close. She moves to what seems to be the right wall. Door doesn't close. At that point, I guess she hears something or gets startled. And she tucks herself into the corner of the wall. And even at that point, so she's moved from 3 different points. Back, right wall, corner. And the door still hasn't closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, there doesn't seem to be anything obstructing the sensor for it to not to close. One of the hypotheses is that maybe somebody was outside pressing the button.
Yeah.
For the elevator not to close. But I mean, even if you have your finger on the button, the elevator will eventually start to close unless you press it again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless somebody's just like dead ass out there, just like pressing the button to keep it open.
Yeah.
Lisa proceeds to poke her head out, looks to left, looks to right, doesn't see anything. Sticks her head out a little bit further, looks to left, to the right, doesn't see anything. Maybe she did see something. I don't know. Just from the video, it doesn't seem like she sees anything. Because if she would have seen something, I feel like she would have like some kind of startled motion, or like just some kind of mannerism to show that she saw something. So then she like steps out of the elevator and kind of like stumbles, or does like a weird scared jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes back into the elevator, presses the buttons again at some order.
Mm-hmm.
So she presses the buttons, does it again, hides back in the corner, still the door does not close. According to the video, nothing is obstructing the sensor for the door to close. At the point in time, she comes out of the elevator. You can see her in the frame. She goes to the left side of the wall, outside of the elevator. At that point, you can't really see her for a couple seconds, maybe. She comes back into frame. At that then point in time, she starts not flailing her arms, but like moving her hands and
that awkward motion that I was talking about.
Yeah, and in pretty weird mannerism, she just starts moving her hands and contorting them. In plain view of the camera of the elevator, she's not facing the camera. You can't see her face. You can't see her eyes. It's always a side profile.
Yeah,
but you can see her moving her arms, flailing her arms around. Mm-hmm. And then after that, she completely gets out of the viewfinder of the camera. At then that point, the elevator door opens and closes. Opens and closes. Opens and closes. And at this point, that's when I tell Anthony, I'm muting this video because I feel it could be like a jump scare video.
You thought it was like a user uploaded one. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, like at that point, it could be a user uploaded one. I was like, it's a jump scare. The video's some almost over.
Out there.
The video's almost over. It's going to be some kind of jump scare.
Yeah.
But no, that's how the video ends. The door opens and closes.
Yeah.
She's out of the way. So it's just kind of weird. She's in the elevator, around the elevator. Elevator doesn't seem to work right. Mm-hmm. She leaves. Elevator works right.
Funny, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be Mr. Paranormal Pants over here, but it sounds like a fucking elevator game, bro.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can think about is that, especially when she moves her hands, the only thing that would get me on that one is that the way that she moves her hands in that certain way that, like I said, you have to look at the video to see it, but it looks so unorthodox. It looks so unnatural. And it kind of leads me to suspect that maybe she was either possessed. Maybe she did see in that video. Maybe she did talk to that woman, I guess, maybe. And maybe the woman possessed her. I don't know. Maybe the demon possessed her. I don't know. But just judging from the fact on that, the hand motion was just like, I don't know. It doesn't look like she's in her own body. I don't know. So, then judging too by the strength that it would take to
hold on, let's not get there yet.
Okay, we're not there yet. Okay, we're not there yet.
Let's finish this. Let's finish this right here first.
Go for that. Go for that.
So my lean is towards the elevator game. I don't know anybody personally who takes a lot of different medications. Well, I do know one guy. I'm not gonna disclose him out there because he's a listener. He has. He has illnesses. And he takes medicine for it, but even with his medication and stuff like that, he can still function at a pretty normal rate. Even without his medicine, he can still pretty function normally. So the reason why I want to say that maybe it's the elevator game. The first button she pressed was the 10th floor, and it's like the very that's where the lady comes out. The 10th floor.
That was the 5th floor.
No, 10th.
Okay.
And she always, from what it looked like to me, was like, she started from the top floor and went down, top floor, went down, top floor, went down. Mm-hmm. And there had to be something seen there. We couldn't see it on camera. There had to be something standing in the way of the sensor for it not to open and close.
Right.
Because as soon as she steps out of the elevator and confronts whoever's out there, whatever's out there, and she walks away with whoever's out there, whatever's out there, mm-hmm. the elevator magically does its elevator job.
Yep.
And the elevator doesn't move. Or at least not.
I'm getting scared, man.
Or at least from the video, it doesn't seem to show that it moves to any other floor, and there has been an array of buttons pressed.
Yes.
It just seems to stay on that same exact floor and open and close, open and close, open and close. Right. It could be a faulty elevator.
True.
But that wasn't reported, apparently. And I figured, like, if that was something...
Should have been disclosed in the report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, that's my thing on it. So Anthony was trying to go into the other part of it, but I wanted to read some of the comments that are on this video. So one of this person said, you know, she suffered from bipolar disorder. She ended up in a water tank on the roof of the Cecil Hotel. The tank was apparently behind two doors with alarms that required access with a key card or a passcode. Hotel guests complained about dark colored water, smelled and tasted funny. The movie Dark Water, which is about a girl named Cecilia close to the hotel named Cecil, moves into an apartment where the water, all that about the movie. Things like murder and suicide happened before in the Cecil Hotel. To get into the water, you would have to climb up to the water tanks, lift the top off, climb down, and close it. Almost, if not completely impossible by yourself. Autopsy revealed no drugs were involved, and she ended it with, like, I'm legit freaked out. That was one that I thought was a little bit noteworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one was this one. And this guy puts it in, like, all caps. He's like, Reed, I think I know what happened.
Oh, my God. Yes. Tell us.
So the elevator door was closing in 12 seconds of the video.
Okay.
And then it snaps back. So 100% someone pressed the button from outside to enter the elevator. When she knew that, she knew something was strange because no one entered. So she looked outside to see if someone was clicking the button of the elevator from outside. So I think she saw someone who terrified her. That's why she acted like that. That's what I think. But I don't know after these why she was acting like that. So that was one of the main things that...
I can see that.
The video was altered. That's what a lot of people say. There's hints and instances where it looks like the door closes and it, like, pops back to open. So, time step altered. Obvious cuts that people have witnessed or doing their own research found. Watching the video, slowing it down frame by frame. You can tell that there's a frame jump. Therefore, frame jump equals a cut scene or a cut time lapse. So like Anthony was saying, you know, after it's released into us, it's not the full story. It's the story that they want to, like, release out to us.
It's the media, bro. Feeding us that boo. That booty.
So. Oh, right. Also, Lisa Lam. Just like a little features of her body-ish, of her demeanor. She looked about average size, probably about 5'6", 5'7". Give or take, she looked really, really slim, so maybe anywhere from 90 to 120 pounds. So now the ordeal of her putting herself, if we're taking the paranormal route, there's no telling what floor she's in, so she has to get up two roof access floors, go up, and according to that, she had to go through a certain room's fire escape and climb up the fire escape and then go up another 10-foot ladder to get up to the water tanks,
mm-hmm.
Move the lid, which is probably pretty heavy for a girl her size.
Yeah, just still lid.
To jump in and then completely seal the container.
Yeah, then move the lid, and while you're in water, move the lid back.
Which is pretty damn hard because the containers look pretty huge. They look like they could, at least for me, I'm like 5'5". I wouldn't be able to reach the bottom of that container. So I don't think there would be... like, at least for me, like, 5'5", I wouldn't be able to close the door. How would I drag it? How would I balance myself to, like, for one, not being able to reach the bottom of the barrel or the bottom of the tank.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to, like, move it because I would just be floating around. If I were to try and move the lid, I would push myself down into the water because I would be exerting the force up.
Yes. That's what I was saying. It's like you're in the water. So, I mean, the only way I could think of how you would do it is that you would just jump from the water, push as hard as you can, then go back into the water and jump back up into the water, push as hard as you can, and go back into the water and then jump. Because there's no way that you can move it and then not move because your body's not stable. I mean, you're in fucking water. I mean,
and also, she, like, if you look at the video, if you look at videos of her, she looks like a really, really, really fragile woman.
Yes.
Not trying to be a dick or whatever, but...
No, she's fragile.
She looks like a really, really fragile woman.
Right.
So if we go the supernatural route, the video, okay, I believe supernatural, but breaking into another person's room, opening the window, go up the fire escape, go up some stairs, maybe you're possessed at that point. You go all the way up there, you get thrown into the water, and maybe the ghost is strong enough to move the barrel back closed.
That's very, I mean...
At that point with the barrel and dying and putting the lid back on, that's when I don't believe that it's, like, supernatural. The video surveillance says, like, okay, that's kind of supernatural. But according to supernatural, ghosts don't like iron.
Ghosts don't like what?
Iron.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So how would they close the iron lid? That would be, like, poison to them.
That's true. Well, what if it's not the ghost? What if it's a demon?
It's the same shit, wouldn't it? Isn't
it? Or she would possess. I don't know. I don't think the demons have any sort of fucking weaknesses except for a cross. Maybe some holy water. Pretty sure that water wasn't blessed.
So, I mean, the only other thing that could be...
is that she was just murdered by somebody.
So, she was in the... she was at the hotel for a week. There's a lot of people who could watch you in a week. And if she was as... if it took only 2 days for people to tell that there was something off with her, somebody who's at the hotel to reenact a scene, reenact something, get some publicity, since the Cecil Hotel is already has the dark publicity on them.
As it is.
What's it to count out that you have a copycat out there trying to get their name in lights, in right. newspapers?
Yeah.
Sitting in the lobby over here is that they have to move her due to her... abnormality due to her illnesses was not to say that he or she watches her, gets interest in her, waits for her to leave her room, and puts something in her medicine, maybe. So she takes her medicine that is. I know this is like a super deep rabbit hole, but she takes her medicine as recommended. She doesn't break her routine.
Yeah.
Altered medicine. She starts freaking out, bugging out what we see in the video. And at that point, the person who did that to her takes full advantage. Because she looks like a really, really flail woman. That I wouldn't have any problem throwing her over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And I know you wouldn't have any problem throwing her over your shoulder.
Yeah, but you got to think about it, man. I mean, how the hell are we going to bypass all the security?
Maybe he worked there.
Are you going to carry her...
maybe the person worked
there.
Up
the ladders. That's what I'm saying. It's like maybe the person worked
there.
Maybe they had a key card. Maybe they can get access to the roof, which would be a hell of a lot easier than climbing up a fucking...
that's the only way. I mean, if my spiked medicine theory is to be believable, then somebody had to work there. They have the keys to get into the room.
Keep your spiked medicine away from me.
They have the means to get into the room. Spiker medicine or whatever.
Yeah.
They have the means to access the room with the fire escapes that are empty, so nobody is any the wiser. Has a key card to get up to the water tower and do stuff without anything being flagged, any red alarms going on, any sirens or anything. Because it's technically a worker that's supposed to be there.
Yes.
Or maybe they snatch somebody's key card, a master key card. There's also that.
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be at least a two-person job. It's looking like it could be a murder. Now that I looked into it, got some more facts. Foul play. Even though they rule out saying that there was no foul play to be accounted for in the autopsy. But it's just really, really weird. I mean, if the guy or girl drugged her, there would be no signs of fair play because she would just be passed out.
Yes.
So it's just like, pick her up, throw her in the water. No bruises, no scratches, no altercations. It's just passed out, over the shoulder. Let me stage it where I want. Let me get my name in lights. Let me become the next Cecil. Big shot murderer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I could think of it, man. I mean, because you would have to know what you're doing with that lid. I mean, I'm sure it would have to have some sort of way to, some special way for it to be unlocked, whether it be that circular thing that you got to spin and all this and that. Excuse me. So that's just, that's my take on it, man. I mean, as much as I want to go the supernatural route, maybe this was foul play. And it wasn't reported due to...
I mean, it's the most one that makes the most sense. However, I mean, obviously there was no suspect that was brought in or anything like that. That's what makes the whole thing mysterious. So that's why all these other theories jump up saying, like, well, maybe it was this. You know, maybe it was possession. Maybe it was some sort of hallucinogenic. Maybe it was a ghost. We don't know.
I mean, but if they had a security camera from the angle of the elevator, shouldn't they have ones in the hallways, one up there by the water tower and stuff like that? Where's the footage from that? I mean, of course the hotel has it, and of course probably the authorities have it, but yeah. Why has that not been released?
Maybe because they see something on there that...
That was another theory, that maybe in the cuts there was somebody who, a suspect or whatever, and then they wanted to release it out to the public and then alter the case, or be like, oh, he was there in the scene of the crime, and like make him guilty before anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So they cut the frames out where you could see somebody. That was another theory. Mm-hmm. So maybe that did happen. That could explain the massive cuts in the video. Mm-hmm. Also, where's all the other video? Because there has to be some kind of surveillance, man. There just has to be.
Well, if there is, they're not letting us know.
Also, I don't know how key cards work, but I assume somewhere on a computer it has to have a log of like key card 30, open door 52 at this time. There has to be, isn't there?
You would think.
Because, I mean, they're programmed, right? And they're pro. Well, at least for me, with the hotels I go to, or if you go to a room, that if you ever go to a hotel or whatever, they give you a key card to get into your room. That key card is programmed for your door. I don't know how they do it, but it's programmed to your door. That key card would only open your door.
Right.
If you go to the door next to you or the door before you, the key card isn't going to open it. It's only set for the door you're on. And if it's a really fancy one, the key card is also programmed to get you onto your certain floor. So if you're on the fifth floor, the key card's programmed to get you to the first floor, fifth floor, and I guess wherever they have their lounge or their stack machines or whatever. So let's say floor second is a lounge with the sex machines and all that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And your room's on the fifth floor, so that's the only other access you have. And then the access to your room. I know that's how it is now, but I don't know how it was back then. But it's just, there has to be a track of it. I think I'm just going too deep into it.
No, I mean, fuck. It's already been dug and deep, dug and dug and dug and dug again, so... I mean, it just...
Damn. I'm so fucking fucked up. Can't believe I even thought that. What if this was a setup by her parents just to get, like,
insurance money? Oh, my God. I don't, yeah, there you go. There's another one. There, you could have
that, what if this was a setup from the parents just to get insurance money to keep their business afloat?
That'd be terrible, bro.
They asked their kid to keep their business afloat. That's
terrible. I don't even want to think about that. It's so bad. That's terrible. I don't think so, though. I don't think that one. I don't know.
I mean, it's happened before.
Maybe someone just saw her, you know, acting erratically, and they thought, you know what, man, she'd be so easy to just kill, pretty much, and you know, that would be it. So
they just got the thrill to kill. That's it,
I guess.
But there's no sign of foul play. There's no sign of sexual contact. There's no DNA or anything. Also, I don't know how a body decomposes in water. I don't know. I assume the body would soak up water and get.
Maybe they just threw her into the pool while she was unconscious.
And she drowned.
And she drowned, I guess.
But it would show that, from what I read, it showed that her death wasn't by drowning.
Her death was ruled. Technically, it was ruled by drowning under mysterious.
It was ruled
causes.
As,
serious circumstances.
No, it was ruled as an accidental death.
Which was drowning.
Never said drowning.
It said drowning on the report.
Okay. Maybe I looked at a different one. Yeah. But the one I looked at said it was ruled as an accidental death. No. And the one Anthony said it was accidental death by drowning.
Yep.
Well, maybe. They said it only takes, what, 2 inches, 3 inches of water for you to drown in?
As long as your head is submerged.
Yeah. As long as your head and your... As long as your nose and your mouth is submerged.
That's about it, man.
Like, literally... Oh, I have a fucked up mind.
Where are you going now?
You're walking down the street. There's a puddle. Your body suddenly goes into paralysis, and you fall face first into the puddle, and you drown.
Jesus fucking Christ! All right, bro. Yeah, that's enough rabbit holes for you for one night. So, anyways,
let us know what you guys think.
Let us know what you guys think. If you have a theory, let us know. Post it up on our Facebook group.
Post it on Facebook group if you have any other theories.
Yeah.
If you want to piggyback off of our theories, post it in the Facebook group.
If we missed one, let us know.
Oh yeah. If you guys do your own research and find something else that's
not. If you already saw the mystery, let us know, and you know.
But what did you come?
Let us know what happened. Let us know what happened. We'll post it up. We'll say it on the next podcast. Hopefully, Panda won't be so scared on the next one.
Well, at first, I thought we were going to go, like, in depth into the, like, paranormal version of it. But we actually went the other way.
I mean, it could have went both ways. We went ways,
the human way.
Yeah.
If you guys find anything else or want to go...
either way, it could have been...
Or if you want to tell us we're idiots and we need to stay off of the radio, off of the podcast.
No, we had too many people say, like, hey, bro, where the fuck is the podcast at? We needed the fucking podcast. There was no podcast dropped on Thursday last week. What the fuck? I'm like, okay, we'll get back in the studio. So
it wasn't my fault. I didn't get drunk and not do my job. This time was not my fault.
It was
nobody's fault.
It was really no fault. Our schedule just got so jacked up, so we just didn't have time.
We didn't have a window.
So yeah, we really didn't have a window. And what we did, it was only one of us that was free, and the other guys were not free. I mean, Chris is not even here, so it's just two of us. Oh, he's probably gonna get mad. Hey man, y'all recorded without me.
We wanted to
get an episode out to you guys as soon as possible and get us back on schedule on Thursday. You know, obviously this is Thursday. Well, for you guys it's Thursday, for us it's Saturday, but I gotta go out to a party in a minute, so we'll see where it goes. You got anything last minute comments to add in there?
The same thing I always say. Thanks for the support. For the people that reached out to Anthony. You guys also have my number. Why don't y'all tell me anything? I'm the one who does the magic behind the scenes to get this shit uploaded and cut. Why are you going to him? He doesn't control that. He
doesn't even do nothing.
He just comes here and talks. But, you know, thanks for the support. Due to the conflicted schedule, we couldn't get our stuff together. But here's hoping this doesn't happen again. Here's hoping we can get a little couple extra episodes in the vault and then release in case something happens. But that's it, guys. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the calls. If you guys want to reach us, you guys can reach us at
Your Average Podcast on Facebook and Your Average Pod 1 on
Twitter.
Yeah.
And our Instagram is
Podcast Your Average. Yes, sir.
So give all of our pictures a like.
Oh,
share our pictures.
Yes, and if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, which I know most of you guys are.
Yeah, 80% of y'all are
listening. 80% of y'all listening to us on Apple Podcasts. Look, this is what you guys, if you want to help us the most, go down and just rate 5 stars. Not because we have big egos and not because we just want your 5 stars, but we would like to have your 5 stars because it helps us reach more people. Yeah, it helps us get on the charts, helps us reach more people. And so other people can enjoy some average podcasts, you guys. So
look at it this way, guys. If you can get us on 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, it will open up doors as in advertisements, this and that stuff to get us more money to invest into the gear, invest into the podcast, invest into better quality for you guys.
Do some giveaways, do some merchandise maybe in the future. So just go ahead and just drop us a line. Leave a comment, you know. Say, hey, hi, or hello.
We like it when you say hello.
Hey, man.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Family. Tell your daddy. Tell your grandpa.
Every listen counts. Like, legit, abuela. Every listen count.
Whoever it is. Abuela, grandpa, grandma.
Listen to us while you shower. Listen to us on your commute to work. Listen to us on your
birthday.
On your birthday. On your 14-hour shift. In your squad car. While you're eating a torta.
While you're doing your RN. Your RN.
While you're folding your laundry.
Yeah. I mean, probably don't want to listen to this one. Don't want to listen to this episode where you're so. But hey, if you did, hats off to you, because you're braver than Panda here. So
I never said I was brave. But that's it, guys. I mean, thanks to you guys. Apologies for missing a day. Thank you for support.
And
that's it for us.
That's it. We'll see you next time, guys.